That's the life. Die and he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, God, free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me.
Bye. Look at somebody and say, that's going to be a glorious day. Going to be a glorious day. Yeah. Glorious day. What time, yeah.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, and this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you're listening, I want you to know that our beloved Pastor Patricia Benjamin is locked and loaded, and here she is. Pastor Benjamin, the line is yours.
Amen. Lived and he loved me, died and he saved me, buried, he carried my sins far away, rising, he justified. And he freed me forever. One day he's coming back. What a glorious day. If you are a child of God, you can say tonight that one day he's coming back. And what a glorious day. He's coming on a cloud. And I tell you, he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Clean up. Get yourself ready to go back with the Lord. Because time is winding up. Time is soon to come. We welcome you tonight to our pre-Easter service. I am on the air live because I was told when we do the recording on the fourth Wednesday night, some people would like to push the one for prayer and it's a recording. But we are live tonight. If you are listening, we are live. And if you need a prayer, there's no prophet on tonight but me. But if you need a prayer, we can do that for you. To God be the glory. Dr. Scott cut off the best part for me when Bishop Carlton Pierce was singing, "Yes, Lord, tell the Lord yes." I tell you, never cut yes. Always let yes play out. I praise God for his goodness. Just think of his goodness to you. And I think of his goodness to me. Lived and he loved me. Died and he saved me. Woo! Buried. He buried your sins. When he went down in the grave, he buried your sins. He had hung on the old rugged cross. But when he went down, he buried your sins. Rising, he justified. It was finished. It was done. He is our lamb slain. He is our provider. He is our everything. He is. The man said, nobody great. He searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. And God did the same thing. There was Adam, and there was, oh my God, there was them before Jesus. There was Moses, and there was Abraham. All of them could not do what Jesus did. And when Jesus did it, it was finished. Oh, bless his name. Aren't you glad that he lived and he loved you, died and he saved you? Ah, that's what it means when you're saved. You're saved from sin. You're saved from the wrath of God that sins bring into our lives. We're saved. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. I'm saved by his power, divine, saved to new life, sublime, life now is sweet. Oh God, I feel you, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Hallelujah. I got through that song because I started singing at the octave where I was speaking in, and that was a little too high for me, but by the grace of God, we got through it. I'm saved by his power divine. I'm saved because he lived and he loved me, died and he saved me. Oh, my God. He buried my sin. Hey, God, don't you feel good to know that Jesus loved you enough to die for you? Oh, we're in the Lent season right now. And that Lent was just getting things prepared for the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They had the Lent. It began. Oh, my God. If you would just focus on how much he loves you and how much he's done for you, that's enough to worship him. Worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. You know, sometimes if you're feeling bad, never mind you. Let me talk about me. I do care how you feel, but I don't care how you feel because right now I'm talking about how I feel. But when I get finished talking about how I feel, you take that and you try it and see that it works for you. But when I'm sick in my body, I have to sing. Okay, you can't sing, but you can make a joyful noise. God don't care what you sound like. Just sing. You're not auditioning for a career. You're making melodies to drive Satan away. Oh, God, I get to singing. He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. But you see, what we do is we run and put the television on. But we don't turn to God in prayer. Or we say what we say on a daily basis. Lord, have mercy. But sing unto the Lord to remove your pain, to help you make it through the night. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. This is my prayer, Lord, that I pray. Get up and put the church music on. So you don't have any church music in the house. It's all in your car. Okay, I hear you. When I'm riding in the car, I play my church music. But in my house where all hell is breaking loose, where I'm sick as a dog, I don't have a tape in the house. Well, here in New York, I don't know what you all had there, wherever you may be, but here in New York, and I know I can speak for my Delaware house also, we have a cable company, and we can go to the high channels and find the gospel. And all you have to do is just turn it on. You need to get up in the morning and catch, what's that boy's name? Magic Johnson. He got a television show, Aspire. Early in the morning, you turn Aspire on. The spirituals being played. It's the reason why sometimes we have such a hard time in the household with whatever we're going through is because you don't allow Jesus to walk through your house. Oh, you go to church on Sunday, but after you leave church on Sunday, Jesus is no longer important to you. It's just a little habit. My deceased pastor, Charles Quillen, said, hey, they go to church on Sunday, do whatever they want to do on Monday. It's just a little habit that they have acquired. But Jesus died for you. And he cares what happens to you. He cares about you. He took those stripes upon his back for you. And with his stripes, we are healed. We have to start speaking healing. And then one more thing too. Excuse me, before I get to the word. We have to eat right. There's natural foods here to help heal our bodies and to keep our bodies healed. But we don't always eat right. I'm guilty of that. It's a proven fact. I'm a diabetic. But when I eat properly, I don't need the insulin at all. But it's because I want to indulge in potato chips and chocolate cookies and cakes and all of the things to destroy my body just for the taste on my tongue. The devil is a liar. People, how I got high blood pressure. Stop eating what makes you sick. Jesus died so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves you. Live and he loved me. Died and he saved me. Oh, my God. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. How about you? I'm excited to know that without God, I can do nothing. I'm almost finished with what I'm doing tonight. I'm not going to be on here long because people have had long days. And I tell you the truth, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. We are getting ready for our Easter service to be on the 11th, the 12th. I'm making the announcement now. 11th, 12th, and 13th of April. And the prophets will be joining us again. And I spoke with my sister a few weeks ago, and she said, oh, yeah, they love when the prophets are on. And I do, too. And I thank God for every prophet that has been on Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Scott and I, because you know what? Those people are worthy of the hire. The Bible said the workman is worthy of his hire. But because I'm their friend and their sister in Christ, they come on and they don't expect for me to send them a check in the mail. It's a privilege, they say, to come on Blog Talk Radio with their sister in Christ, their pastor, their apostle, their evangelist. And I thank God for them. And I thought about it today as I was reading the Word of God and I was sitting on the sofa. And I thought about God, when you bless me, I'll give my prophets that I invite an offering from my pocket. Because, you see, when your hand is shut up, nothing can get in. Nothing can go out either. And nothing can get in. And I've learned the secret of being blessed is to give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures. Good measures. The Lord will give good measures. I don't look for money back. I look for my health and strength back. Hey, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. But I thought about it, and I said, God, those are some good people that you've put in my life. They get paid. They get offerings for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're pastors with congregations. And they get on Blog Talk with, some of them call me Pastor Pat, some of them call me Pastor B, some of them call me Pastor Benjamin, whatever, however they address me. I have one pastor that called me by a nickname, but it's all good, but they get on, and they don't expect anything but for you all, my listeners, to be blessed. But as I was approaching God today about being a blessing to them, and I said, God, they don't even they don't even, you know, they just say, okay, when do you want me to go on? I'll go on. They're not starving. The priests, they have places they preach all the time. They fly in this place and that place. But they're ready for Blog Talk. And the Lord said to me, because of my faithfulness back in the day, when I did services free for people, I was their cheerleader. I'd go in and start devotional service and sing my heart out and in. Sing till I couldn't talk. I was so hoarse. Walk into someone's church and they spot me because I'm tall anyhow. And they say, oh, we can't close out the service unless we hear Patty sing. And I sang free of charge. I sang for weddings for free. I sang for funerals for free. Give, and it shall be given unto you. I'm receiving my shall be now with my pastors that get on board with me. Bishops not being paid. Who ever heard of that? A bishop not getting an offer. An apostle not getting an offer. The priest may not get an offer, but he don't pay for anything either. His parsonage is free. His transportation is free. His travel is free. So he may not be getting a check, but he has everything else is given. So let's be happy that Jesus died tonight. I'm really excited about being with you. My lighting isn't too good. Just bear with me. I've had on three pair of glasses today. And I can see, Dr. Scott, if you could if there's no way that you can get back to yes, is there any way that you can get back to yes after Donnie got finished singing and Bishop Carlton Pierce took over and began to bless God and sing yes? If you could just do that for just a few minutes, but if you cannot get back there, that's okay. But I need to get situated here so that I can soon close out the service. So don't be alert that we're coming to you in April for our pre-Easter service Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if I don't do Wednesday, I definitely will do Tuesday and Thursday. I try to give you all your church night free. Most of you all have church on Wednesdays. And this is why we only do it once a month. But I think I'm going to start doing every Wednesday. I don't know. I'm just going to see what God is saying. Amen. We thank you, sweet Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm not hearing from Dr. Scott. I have no clue whether he's able to do that or not. He hasn't responded. I was looking for him to give me an amen or something. But however, be that as it may, we're going to go on. And I'd like to give a shout out while I'm waiting, just in case he's able to do that for me. I'm going to give a shout out to, this is March. The year is still young. It's still new. We're still in the new year. 6 months hasn't passed yet. I just told a prophet last night that I had not spoken with this year. Happy New Year. So it's not too late.
Hello, Pastor Benjamin. I regret to inform you that I did not have the ability to go back into a song. I have to play the entire song. Unfortunately, I was on three screens over when you called as I was setting up the programs for next month, but I'm not able to go back and pull out any section of the song. I'll have to play the whole one. So I'm sorry.
Amen. We thank you for that, Dr. Scott. Thank you for that announcement. Anyhow, it is still a new year. And I want to say, while I'm on the air right now, for all of you that was blessed to have a birthday in January of this year, 2017, and February of this year, 2017, and we are yet in March, for those of you who have a birthday, coming up and one that have passed in the month of March. My dear friend, the Lord took her home. She was one of my Blog Talk members for down through the years. We've been on almost 5 years, and that's my dear friend in South Carolina, Sister Tara Scott, went home to be with the Lord, where we're trying to get to. She's already gone home. I do know her birthday was this month on the 6th or so of March. And then I have my apostle's birthday coming up on the 25th, Apostle Cheryl Wade, and my apostle Marinette Watkins, who ordained me as a pastor. Her birthday was January the 14th. My mother turned 87 in January the 19th. And so to those of you who's had a birthday in the last 3 months, January, February, and March, Glory United Ministries, Dr. Scott and I wish you a very happy birthday, present and past, and guess what? I'm going to step on out and say, and future birthdays. Amen? Amen. Let's read the word of God so we can get finished here. I've got a few more minutes, and I'm closing out because I've had church already. And we're going to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 1. I've got two Bibles out here tonight, so I don't know. Anyhow, let's go. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. Now, what this is telling us, that every year there were sacrifices made. The Levites or the Leviticals made the sacrifice, and they sacrificed the bull and the goats. They sacrificed them for sin. They were sin offerings, the bull and the goats. But they had to continue to do this on a yearly basis in order, they was looking to be perfected. They wanted perfection, but the bulls could not do it, neither could the goats, because if they had been able to do the sacrifice for sin, then they would have only had to do it one time. Can the church say amen? Oh, bless his name. Only one time. But it took Jesus. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. It took Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. One time, and it was finished. Oh, bless his name. Let me just give you a little bit more here. Just a little bit more. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. For the worshipers or the worships once purified would have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. Oh, my God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that blood that make me white as snow. No other help I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So not the blood of the goat, and not the blood of the bull. And that's some of our problems now. We're not looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help, where our help comes from the Lord. But we're going to the bulls and the goats. can do nothing for you. Turn to Jesus. He's able to carry you through. Jesus will help you. Jesus is willing to carry you through. Come away from the goats. Come away from the bull. They can't be a sacrificial offering for you. No, 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 no. Jesus is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin. Jesus is the one, the only one. Give me two more minutes. I'm going to try to close. That was verse number four. Verse number five. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, you had no pleasure. God took no pleasure in the burnt offering. And they used that as a sacrifice for sin. But that did not touch sin. It did not destroy sin. It did not stop sin from being. But Jesus had to come down from the Father above. In a prepared body, the Lord made him a body. Jesus, in case you don't know and didn't know, Jesus was spirit. He was spirit in heaven with his Father. He was spirit. And he became flesh. The gospel say he became flesh and dwelled among us. God had to prepare him a body like you have a body. Jesus, who was sinless, who did no wrong. For the men that when they got ready for Jesus with them, they said, I find no fault in him. He had no fault. He was sinless. But he came down and took on a body of flesh so that he could dwell among us, so that he would know what it feels like to hurt. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. He knew what it was like to be hungry. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the word of God said he was after his hunger. He was human. He was a human being like you and I. The body needed food. He said he was thirsty. The body needed drink. He was just like us because God, his Father, prepared him a body to come down here. For you, hey God, and I, I feel my help now. Thank you, Jesus, for our sins, our sicknesses. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Jesus said it's written that I would come in the volume of the book, that I would come down. It was spoken of the prophet Isaiah, Joel, all of them talked about Jesus was coming. And he came, and he came here to do the will of his Father. And the will of his Father was to save us from sin. I came to fulfill. I came to do the will of my Father, that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. He came for that reason. That's how much he loved you. Do you think Jesus made you sick? No, the devil did. You got to know where your sickness is coming from. The devil is the reason why. We had sickness. The sickness was here, but it wasn't to touch us. But it was on that tree that God said, don't touch this tree. The day that you touch this tree, eat of this fruit. And I don't know what it, I don't know why they say it was the apple, but the day that you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. And the devil said, no, you won't. And the devil is still saying the same thing to some of us now. You don't have to live right. You don't have to let God arise in you, and the enemies of God be scattered. The enemy is still talking to some of us every day. You don't have to live right. You can live any way you want to live as long as you go to church Sunday morning, put $2 on the table, come out, it's all right. But who did you please? Oh, God. Jesus went to Calvary for you. Mm-hmm. Ah, he said it was finished. Let's go over here to verse 12. But this man, and after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. One man. Jesus became a man. He was in heaven. He was a spirit. But he put on flesh like you and me, and he became a man down here on the earth so that he could die and go back to being the spirit that his Father had intended for him to be. Oh, bless God, bless God. From that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. By the Holy Spirit also witness to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. That went on the cross. Your sins, what your deeds were, your lawless deeds, that went with him to the grave. When he got up, he remembered your sins. No more. Don't go back and get your sins. Don't remind Jesus of your sins and your sinful ways. Don't do that. No. Because he has forgotten them. He didn't want to remember your sins, Moses, and all of them, sin. Oh, God, let me just read this thought for the night. Thought, it says here, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading your last one. You keep holding on to the things of old, the things of past, the things that hinder you. You're angry. You're disappointed. You're disheartened. All of these things. But you cannot go forward. You take a book and read chapter 5 of your book, and you've got 26 chapters in your book. Look, you read chapter 5, and every day you go back and you read chapter 5, and you read chapter 5, and you keep reading chapter 5. You cannot get to 26 by keep going back, going over chapter 5. Let that mess go and press forward, because you have Jesus who died for you. I'm talking about Jesus who died for you. Oh, bless his name. Oh, my God. Let me read it. Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Let's go down here to 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. And he said it's finished. He died for you on Calvary's cross. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you're going through, God knows about it. Every pain that's in your body, God knows. He cares. He cared that the blind man was able to see. He cared that the lame man was able to walk. He cared that the dumb man needed to talk. The deaf man needed to hear. God cares. All of these circumstances go on every day with us. Just know that the Lord cares, but you just seek his face for your circumstance. The haves and the have-nots won't do it. MSNBC, Morning Joe, Afternoon Joe, Law and Order. We need to have Lord and Order. Seek the Lord. He died for you. Every answer that you need, for whatever you need, God's got it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the church and the people of God say amen. Dr. Scott, in your hands. Amen.
thank you for listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, with Bishop Dr. Scott. Welcome you once again. And remember, we will have programs this week, tomorrow, and then there will be programs in the future. So please go to our schedule on the Block Talk episodes list for WGUM, and you'll see them. And look forward to our pre-Easter services with prophets of high and various orders. I see that no one has indicated an interest in having a word of prayer, and it looks like Pastor Benjamin's line disconnected, so perhaps is as well. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.